Welcome now to Super Turbo Dez podcast, episode 1, part 2. Right, I can't believe, right, I've been sort of playing around with Audio Boom for about a week now, right, and I thought, right, that I'd have time. I thought what you could do, I thought I could cheat the system, I suppose, because like it says you can record 10 minutes, and I thought, if you pause it after sort of like 9 minutes, and then press resume, that you'd be able to record more, but it didn't work. So we're having to do it in two parts today. I'm going to try and cram it into 10 minutes next week, but I'm just a rambling mess. I'm just like, just keep talking, mate. Something funny might come out. Just keep using silly voices. Just keep thinking you're Russell Brand. Yeah, I used to get that a lot, didn't I, on the radio show. Like, anyone that listened to the show that knew me was just like, I'd go, oh, yeah, all right, mate. I listened to your radio show the other day. You think you're Russell Brand, don't you? I used to get it all the time. Like, you just go, and then they'd say things like, I don't like Russell Brand. How do you know that I present my show like Russell Brand if you've never listened to Russell Brand because you don't like him? You're a liar! Although I will take that as a compliment if you think I'm like Russell. Thank you. Yes, thank you. That's almost what you've basically done there is like it's going up to like a Christian and going, you're an awful lot like Jesus yourself. Oh, thank you, squire. similar. Come on. It's similar. I'm not saying that Russell Brand is Jesus, but he is. He's a bit like, he's a comedy god, I think. Yeah, why not? Let's just say that. I want to be like him. I'd quite like to do, like, be like a co-presenter on his show. Just like a one-off, like on his podcast. Me, Russell, Matt, Mr. G. Oh, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Although, I think, though, like, in that situation, I wouldn't be quite as me, would I? I'd be a little bit more like, oh, hello, yes, I'm on the Russell Brand podcast. Oh, I've lost everything. I don't know what I'm doing. I've just done a wee in my pants. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd be quite as confident trying to be funny in front of Russell Brand because he is, like, funny. He is funny. And I'm just me trying to be like him. If I didn't look so much like Peter Kay, right, and I looked a bit more like Russell Brand, I think I'd be a Russell Brand, like, tribute act or something. I'd do well. I know every one of these sets off by heart, like, every DVD, like, Doing Life, Russell Brand Live, Scandalous, what was the last one? Messiah Complex. See, I know. I also know all his lines in every film, especially Getting to the Greek. I've watched that several times. And the songs as well from Getting to the Greek, I love them songs. Drinking gin up by a spider, chatting up a bird with a dodgy eye. I don't know if we're allowed to do that. But I didn't play the song, so if it weren't the four songs, I think we'll be alright. What's going to happen?
What's the worst that can happen? I've seen worse things on the internet myself. I've seen this one bird the other day.
No, no, stop it. No, no, don't go there. Leave it there, young man. Don't fill our minds with your filth! I've just seen this thing, something's just caught my eye. I ain't gonna go into full details here, but like, because as I, if you've listened to part one, then well done for making it this far. If you've just gone straight for it and just gone, oh, part two, just fuck him. Just go for part two and see what happens. Then I'm in me home studio, as I like to call it, or it's me spare bedroom. And I've just found in here, right, it's from January, which tells you something. I don't know what it tells you, but it tells you something. It's a Closer magazine. Air mine. Just wanted to say that. I don't know why I felt the need to sort of be so quiet. It's not mine! It's in me house, but it's not mine! I share me house with a woman who I'm marrying, and I love very much. But this isn't mine, this isn't Closer, isn't mine. And it's really caught my eye. There's a woman, an older lady, and says, I had a boob job at 64, and now I'm an X-rated film star. 64? That's someone's nan. Oh, imagine your nan in a porn. Oh, you're just there in the evening. I don't know how far we could go with this. Just there in the evening, just flicking through the channels. You get to, I don't know, your favourite X-rated channel. Just casually, you know. We all know what that noise is. It was with my cheek, by the way. That was my cheek. Look, see? That's my cheek. I didn't do it. I'm not an animal. Just there. And then you're just there, just casually, you know, enjoying yourself. And your nan comes on. Ah! My eyes! My eyes! Horrible. I feel sorry if that lady's got any children or any grandchildren. Must be horrible. You can't even, you know, in peace. About your nan popping up. Have you done your homework? What are you on about? I'm 28. Come on. Is it past your bedtime? It's only 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock for you, nan. Come on. Get up. Get up. I'm already up. But you're making it go down again. Alright, leave it. We've gone too far. We've now sucked into it all. Oh dear. That's we should probably edit that out actually. That's probably not the wisest thing to have on an internet podcast. But it is a thing that happens probably, because I mean that is a 64-year-old lady in pornography. Which is in essence what that is. So it's not really my fault. I was dragged into that, I think. I think I'll get away with that. I was dragged into it by my own brain. He don't help me, does he? My little brain box. He'll sometimes just say to me, Des, do this thing. It'll be really funny. People will laugh at it. And then you do it, and it might like be like, it might not necessarily be in like a, like on a podcast or a radio show or like on stage or something. It could just be like at home with a few people or like a few friends around or something. My brain will just go, do this thing, it'll be funny, everyone will laugh. And like, it might be just to be like, just like, make a small insult to someone. And you think that everyone else in the room is going to wet themselves laughing. And then they don't, and you feel really embarrassed. And you're sort of like, cheers brain. You really fucking led me up the garden path there, didn't you, dickhead? And he's in there like, don't worry about that, dudes. I thought that was funny, weren't you? Oh, that's all right then. Everyone else now thinks I'm a prick. Yeah, what we gotta do now, mate? Oh, we was meant to do a joke book, weren't we? I ain't got time. I ain't got a joke. No jokes, no joke book today. Fine, right, leave it then. I like that you just sit there, yeah, and you always just like lip things to me. Like I was on the radio show, people like thought you weren't real. Like you just sit there. There's. Do joke book now, but we haven't got a joke. Oh, brilliant, well done, mate. Cheers for that, thank you. Yeah, I'll do a joke, but what am I going to do? Make up the top of my head. Oh, why did the chicken cross the road? No, we're not doing that, not on this show. We're much more up class on this show. We talk about masturbating over your nan on the old adult TV. No. Not doing a joke book if we ain't got a proper joke. Not making it up. Although I did come up with... Right, I'm not that sort of person that could do one-liner jokes, right? But I did actually come up with a one-liner joke. And, I think I did. Like, as far as I'm aware, I came up with this off the top of my head, out of the blue. Nobody told me it, as far as I know. But it could be one of them things that I'm going to watch like, an old comedy thing like in a couple of weeks and go, ah, oh, fuck, there it is. But I'm going to tell you anyway. This bloke came up to me the other day, right, and he said, I've got no air. I said, wow, that's a bold statement. Hey, that's a joke, that. That's a joke. If you take nothing else from this podcast, take that. And that Russell Brand is God. This is the Super Turbo Des podcast, episode 1, part 2. Thank you, love you,